Welcome. What a joy and privilege it is to be assembled here today together for our special assembly day. The theme of the program is God's Word Exerts Power. For the benefit of those hearing impaired, this entire assembly program can be heard on FM frequency 72.9, channel 3 on your FM receiver. If a fire alarm is generated, please remain calm and in your seats, awaiting instructions from the platform. You will be notified in due course if an evacuation of the building is necessary or if a false alarm has occurred. Those wishing to make a donation by check to this assembly can make checks payable to Alberta Circuit 6B. That's Alberta Circuit 6B. If you are carrying or using a mobile device or tablet, we ask that you kindly adjust it to a setting that will not disturb others in the audience. We would also like to direct that any recordings of this program should be for your personal use or for the benefit of those unable to be present here today. Recordings should not be made available for general circulation or distribution. Singing and music are an integral part of true worship to Jehovah. It is fitting that we reflect on his wonderful qualities described in song number 1. It is entitled Jehovah's Attributes. Let's stand and sing this song together. After the song, Brother Martin Yasko from the Primrose Congregation will direct us in the opening prayer. That is song number 1.
Grand Instructor, Jehovah God, may we come before you. In Jesus' name we do so, the avenue that you've put in place for us to be able to approach you, Jehovah, with our thoughts and our cares. We thank you for this opportunity to arrive here safely, Jehovah, to be taught by you, to see the benefit of living lives in a world that it surely has gone mad. We see that we need to really avail ourselves to the helps, days like this that help us to get through this old system. And when we consider the theme of the day and the power of your word, we see the need to tap into it, to live our lives in a way that brings you praise and honor, but also so that we can can express our thoughts and our desires to you, Jehovah, so we can have an open relationship with you. We want to be clean before you, and it's days like this that help us to worship you in a right and worthy manner. You alone deserve the worship and the praise, Jehovah. And so we want to do this in a way that brings you glory, and we ask that your Spirit would now be with all of us. We realize a lot of hard work has gone into the preparation of this assembly, and we ask that you bless the efforts of all those who have prepared their parts. May your Spirit rest upon them. As well as us in the audience, please help us to pay a close attention to the words and the thoughts, that we might sound them down into our figurative hearts. Please, Jehovah, help us to avail ourselves to the power of your word. And we realize that there are critical times that we're living in, and we do need the help from every way that we can get it, particularly your word and the Spirit. So, Jehovah, we leave this day under your care and direction. Again, we are mindful of our mistakes, our sins. We ask that you kindly be patient with us. Forgive us as we have forgiven others. We pray all these things now in Jesus' dear name. Amen.